head, gleaming through the trees like spectral fog. My allies. By the time I reached them, Clown was no longer with me. He had faded away like a retinal burn. That was the last time I ever saw him. But he had done well to bring me this far. He had been the only trusted friend of my life, even though I knew that he was just a psychological figment, a subconscious entity projected into daylight, born from memories of the tutelary persona I had known in the nursery aboard the Santiago. What did that matter? "Captain Houseman," called my friends through the trees. "You made it. We were beginning to think the others hadn't managed." "Oh, they played their parts well," I said. "I imagine they've been arrested by now, if they haven't already been shot." "That's the odd thing, sir. We are hearing reports of arrests, and they're saying they've recaptured you." That wouldn't make any sense, would it? But it would, I thought, if the man they thought they had recaptured only looked like me, if the man only looked like me because, buried beneath the supple skin of his face, was an armature of 20 additional muscles, which allowed him to mimic almost anyone. He would talk and act like me, too, as he had been conditioned over years to do so, trained to think of me as his god, his only desire to obey me selflessly. And the missing arm? Well, that was a dead giveaway, wasn't it? The man they had arrested looked like Sky Houseman, and was missing an arm as well. There couldn't be any doubt that they had recaptured me. There'd be a trial of sorts, during which the prisoner might appear incoherent. But what more would they expect from an 80-year-old man? He was probably going senile. The best thing would be to make some kind of example of him, something as public as possible, something no one was going to forget in a hurry, even if it bordered on the inhumane. A crucifixion might fit the bill. "This way, sir." There was a vehicle waiting in the pool of light, a tracked surface rover. They bundled me aboard it, and then we sped through the forest trail. We drove through night for what felt like hours, always further and further away from anything resembling civilization. Eventually they brought me to a large clearing. "Is this it?" I said. They nodded in unison. I knew the plan by then, of course. The climate was against me now. It was not a time for heroes. They preferred to redefine them as war criminals. My allies had sheltered me until now, but they had not been able to stop my arrest. It had been all they could do to spring me from the makeshift detention center in Nueva Iquique. Now that my double had been recaptured, I would have to disappear for a little while. Here in the jungle they had devised a means to protect me for good, no matter how the fortunes of my allies in the main settlements waxed and waned. They had buried a fully functioning sleeper berth here, with the power supply to keep it working for many decades. They thought there was a risk involved in using it, but they also thought I was really 80 years old. I figured the risk was a lot less than they imagined. By the time I was ready to wake up, I'd give it a century at the very least, my helpers would have access to much better technology. It wouldn't be a problem to revive me. It probably wouldn't even be a problem to repair my arm. All I had to do was sleep until the right time. I would be tended across the decades by my allies, just as I had tended the sleepers who rode the Santiago, but with infinitely more devotion. They hitched the surface rover to something buried beneath overgrowth, a metal hook, and then pulled the vehicle forward, dragging aside a camouflage door set into the clearing's floor, revealing steps sinking down into a well-lit, clinically clean chamber. Helped by two of my people, I was escorted down the stairs, until I reached the waiting sleeper casket. It had been